Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You know, Mark, you and I have talked a lot about Amendment 3, abortion, and what that would do here in Missouri if that's passed. And also how frustrating it is how few churches are willing to talk about that issue. Well, one of the churches locally here that is talking about that, thankfully, is Grace Church in Maryland Heights. That's actually my church. And we're joined now by the lead pastor of that church, Wes Martin. Wes, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, it's good to be with you guys. I appreciate you having me on.
You know, one of the arguments I hear from people who say that churches shouldn't be talking about this issue is, oh, you know, separation of church and state. They shouldn't be getting involved in politics. What do you say to those people?
Well, I think a couple of things. Number one, you know, when politics get into the vein of morality, then the church has a responsibility to speak up, because the Bible and Christianity, I would hope that Christians would believe this, we get to speak with an authoritative, you know, stance on the issues of morality. So that's number one. And then number two, there's nowhere in our Constitution that says that the church should stay away from politics. It's reversed. You know, it does speak where the government can't impose, you know, various restrictions and rules into the church's business, but the church has a huge voice to speak into issues of morality specifically, even more than that. And we should have a responsibility to speak into issues even when they're deemed political.
Right. Pastor Mark Cox here. You know, I'm just interested to know, Kim was telling me that your message has kind of been focused on this. I understand that completely. Why would you not want to remind people that they need to go to the ballot box and vote their values and their faith, right?
That's right, 100%. I mean, if Christians really believe that the Bible has wisdom, and that the Bible speaks into issues of, like, for instance, the value of life or the sanctity of marriage or the definition of gender roles. If we really believe that, of course it should be expressed in the ballot box. To think that it wouldn't is just a mystery to me. It's very confusing, very frustrating.
You know what's also frustrating was I saw that Barna research that talked about how 32 million self-identified Christians who regularly attend church are not planning on voting. What do you think it is? Why are Christians not turning out to vote like they should be, in my opinion?
Well, unfortunately, I think the left and, you know, progressive politics through the years, decades, have been very effective in, you know, gaslighting and brainwashing a lot of Christians that the area of politics is just simply hands off. That is, you know, just, you'd hear this phrase, just preach the gospel, just preach the gospel, as if the gospel doesn't affect every single area of life. But we've drank the Kool-Aid. Too many people have drank the Kool-Aid and somehow believe that the message of Christianity is just to stay in this nice little box within the walls, the four walls of our churches.
I love that. And, you know, I mean, I've been concerned because that I think there's been some hesitance on the part of some pastors and you know, across the churches to speak out on this. I had someone reach out to me a while back and wonder if it would hurt the, you know, what is it, the
501c3 status.
C3 designation if you're in, right, get involved in politics. You know, this is not endorsing a candidate necessarily. This is reminding people of an issue that's on the ballot that speaks directly to the issue of life, and we know where that life comes from.
Right, that's right. Yeah, I think, you know, unfortunately, there have been some in the IRS that have been weaponized to use intimidation tactics to keep churches silent, but it's just intimidation. It won't hold up in the court of law. we have a responsibility within the church to speak specifically on issues of morality, but even more than that. And I would really want to challenge pastors to, you know, this is the time that we need to be bold and courageous and not be intimidated into silence. There are really, really profound and powerful and very influential law firms around the nation that would love to defend the freedom of speech, even within the pulpit.
I talk to people who call themselves Christians, and they'll say, you know, well, I don't agree with an abortion. I personally wouldn't get one, but why should we stop other women from being able to make that decision? How do we have that conversation with those people?
Well, I think, you know, within Christianity, you know, we're speaking of an issue of morality here. And when laws inflict harm on somebody else's life, I would hope that we would speak up. You know, a lot of people use the comparison of slavery, and the same thing happened in the times of slavery. Slavery was legal. And so you would have Christians that didn't have a backbone. They were afraid to speak up of the evils of slavery. Well, because, you know, that's not my place to challenge the law. It's a law on the books. I mean, and we would say, listen, it doesn't matter what law is on the books. If it's an issue of morality, in this case, an issue of saving someone from death, I would hope that we would speak up. So, of course, it's not your body, but, of course, in, you know, the pro-life argument is the baby within the womb of the mom. It's not the mom's body either. We are contending for the safety of that baby's body. So I would approach it in a sense of saying, listen, this is contending for the safety and the preservation of life of this human being that's being created in your womb. And let's take it from that angle first.
Yeah, I think it's time for people who sit in church every single Sunday who are not hearing their pastor speaking up about these issues like abortion, like Amendment 3. You might need to consider going somewhere else. I mean, like you said, Wes, the time to be bold and courageous is now. It was actually yesterday, but now is the time if you're not already.
Oh, 100%. And guys, we just got to get in our Bibles. You know, a lot of what's being exposed right now in the church is people don't know the scriptures.
Yep.
So we watch a commercial, you know, on Say Yes for Amendment 3, and we get all swept up into the emotion of it because the poor grandma is afraid of her granddaughter having a miscarriage and not being able to have an abortion. And we just get swept into the emotion of it without having the biblical conviction of the truth of what's on the line.
It's a great point. Pastor Wes Martin, we're out of time, but thank you for your input today.
Good to be with you guys.
Yes, take care of yourself. We appreciate that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.